Hare Krishna. Renunciation is meant to help us look up at Krishna, not look down at others. When we start practicing spiritual life, and especially when we are able to develop some detachment from worldly things, when we are able to give up the attachments to things which most other people are attached to, then there's a tendency that that detachment can make us proud. That renunciation which we have developed, it make us proud. We can start thinking, this person is so attached, this person is so fallen, this person is so sinful. So if that happens, then we deprive ourselves of the benefit of renunciation, the spiritual benefit of renunciation. And that renunciation is simply becoming a part of our false ego. It is simply we maybe detach from gross things such as the sense objects, but we are getting more attached to the subtlest of all things, that is the ego. And thus, we are not truly renounced. We are having external attachment, but we are having internal attachment. So, external detachment and internal attachment is still attachment, it is not detachment. So, renunciation or detachment, its purpose is what? To enable us to look up at Krishna undistractedly. Krishna, this is what I want. You are whom I love. You are whom I wish to love. You are the person whom I wish to serve. You are the person whom I wish to attain. It is for fixing our vision on Krishna. It was for progressing straight towards Krishna that we want detachment. We want renunciation. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about people who leave the world, yogis, and go to the jungle. Chuchau deshe pratishthapya sthiramasanam atmanaha. 6.11, he talks about how they go to a jungle and they stay there. But that whole progression of detachment changes and culminates in 6.47, where Krishna says that the topmost yogis are not just those who renounce the world. The topmost yogis are those who are attached to him. In 6.47, he says, the topmost yogis are yoginavapi sarvesha madgatena antarat. Those who absorb, those who are remembering him from within themselves, they are the topmost yogis. And then after that, in the next verse, 7.1, Krishna says, there is an alternative way by which one can come to that same level of attachment to him. Mayasakta manaha partha yogam yunyan madashraya asamshayam samagrammam yathagyasasi tashrun. Now here, Arjuna, how by practicing yoga you can make your mind attached to me. So the purpose of the practice of yoga, ultimately, of any form of spirituality, is to make the mind attached to Krishna. And in bhakti, if we forget this purpose, we may get some renunciation, but that renunciation, the detachment, instead of helping us to come closer to Krishna, may make us more attached to our ego, and may actually take us away from Krishna, keep us away from Krishna. And we will self-righteously away from Krishna, thinking that I am so spiritually advanced, I am so renounced. So by keeping the purpose clear, that whatever renunciation we have, that is itself not an end, that is not meant to help me look down at the world, it is meant to help me look up at Krishna straight. By that we can march steadily towards Krishna, and ultimately we can use that renunciation as a valuable asset to stay undistracted in our bhakti, and we can avoid the temptation of that renunciation itself becoming a distraction in our bhakti. Thank you. Hare Krishna.